was not so.
Let me bring in the audience. I have a doctor. Dr. Bill Bailey, you're a medical doctor. You've done some work in this Bohr air grid, haven't you, Bill?
Yes. I've been involved in research on EMF for the last 30 years, and Ergrid has asked me to be a technical consultant to help them keep abreast of developments in this field.
And on the basis of what we've heard from both Marion and from Fintan, what's your own view on the health effects of pylons?
Well, I think you have to look at all the evidence and what the health agencies, like the World Health Organization, and other agencies have done is to look at all the scientific evidence and draw conclusions about health.
And what conclusions have they drawn?
None of these agencies have concluded that the scientific evidence demonstrates a health risk from exposure to EMF at the levels that we encounter in daily life. Of course, like everything else, at very high levels of electric and magnetic fields can have adverse effects, but those levels are very high, far higher than any exposures that even workers at Ergrid would encounter.
Okay, let me bring up electromagnetic.